Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
I'm F.U. Ball, F.U. Cass, F.U. Wentworth, F.U. Hashtag Blindside. I have a hot wife.
I'm so excited right now. I can't even contain it. Like, I screamed so loudly that I'm pretty sure Zach woke up for a second.
You would have thought she won the lottery.
Oh my God.
And how loud she screamed in this house.
I like Savage. I don't have any problem with him, but it was a
great blindside.
Well, they said great big move. I go, well, she had to do it.
Well, here's the thing, like, and we'll get into it again, but there was like 72 votes for Wentworth. They had the space to split the votes. Like,
yeah, it was a
which is what makes it so amazing.
Terrible play. I mean, I just was like going, wow, really?
That he said Wentworth for like, I feel like that part was like 20 minutes long. Wentworth.
Wentworth.
Wentworth doesn't count.
Wentworth doesn't count. Wentworth doesn't count.
Oh, I loved it. She was like, oh, so funny. And I thought that they were going for Steven, obviously, because I always constantly think that. I know. Stop rolling your eyes.
It's gone too far. Like, just
I'm
relax.
You're
podcasting.
I chugged
the beer
from the
span
of one commercial to another commercial.
Hold
I am
on.
So relaxed right now. I feel so happy.
Colleen is podcasting the game like Fishback is playing the game. Just like obsessed about this one thing that thinks going to happen.
The white whale.
Much like Fishback is just, Joe, man, I got to get Joe out, man. I got to get Joe out.
The problem is you showed up late. You missed previously on Lost. Previously on Lost.
Oh, what was the previously? Crying. Oh, it showed the crying again?
That's why I was like, okay, he's gone. They showed the crying.
So Jay's loving this, and Jay didn't get to see it.
Oh, man. Well, it's just...
Fishback. Cry like a baby.
I feel like we need to have the confessional with Colleen in this podcast where she cries about Fishback. Just to complete it, I feel like, is what we need.
I can't. I'm so happy. But, like, when she was like, isn't that funny, and had her, like, little, like, shoulder and everything... thing going on, and I mean it was beautifully executed. There were only two votes for Savage, which means literally she and Sierra were the only ones that knew about it. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. But when they were all smug, I had my middle finger out. I was like, F you guys, how dare you do that to Steven? And then I was like trying to reconcile. This is all during like the, you know, 25 votes for Wentworth, and I was like, it's fine getting idled out this way, it's respectable, I guess. Why didn't they split the vote?
But Steven wouldn't have been the right move.
Yeah,
no,
he's not.
Of course not. They want to get rid of
because Steven, you can reel in. Savage was never going to go with Sierra, was never going to go with Wentworth, and never going to go with Abby.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I know that, but like, you know, I'm conditioned to just be nervous because I'm a fangirl.
I like this show so much.
Shut the front door.
I love Fishback so much.
I like the opening scene where he's in the hammock.
Yes, and
he looked like a trapped animal in a net. He just had that.
No, he didn't. Stop
he it. Just had that. He just had that look on his face, like you go back because they always have that where they wake up and it's bad. But he just had that thing. I almost felt sorry for him. He's got because his face is sticking through a hole in the net. He's just laying there going, I can't cry.
All right, cry. Well,
Jay's going to make fun of me.
Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, let's give a thanks to the people that make this show possible. That's right. It's you, the listeners, all the patrons that support this show over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We currently have 102 patrons. Yes, we passed the 100 threshold around 102 and $714.50 a month. And once we hit 1,000, we're going to do a live Married Man show. But for our Survivor listeners, at the $2,000 a month level, that's when we'll release Jack's Survivor audition tape that was filmed.
We still got time. That's
great. You guys are going to set the date to do your Serenity podcast,
yes,
right? I'll
yes,
send out
are.
An email to everybody.
People are asking, are we doing that live?
No, we're recording it and releasing
it. Oh, okay.
But
unless you want to do it live, that'd be
no,
nice.
No, that's all right.
You've had fun.
No, the live one we did was fantastic. For the people that pledge $15 or more a month, I think the live show we did was a lot of fun.
Especially when we got together and we said, all right, what are we going to talk about?
It was good.
Like
but
2 seconds before we
Jack's trying to strike right now. But at $2,000 a month, we released Jack's infamous Survivor Edition tape that he recorded.
Aren't we doing something with warm taffy at 1800? Did we just say that in the married man yesterday?
I don't. No.
You are not doing that. You are not doing what you said because it involved poop.
What was it?
Was it poop?
Something.
Let's leave that in the married man. You can listen to that show if you want to hear. But at $2,000, we released Jack's Survivor Digital Tape, where he drove.
Like, hold Dale's on. Long poop thingy.
Okay, let's move
like
on.
Like eating the
moving
poop.
Moving on.
That's right. Yeah.
Move on. Listen to the married man if you want
to
hear
married
it.
Man show. It's not appropriate for this really show. Disgusting stuff. Then we got to talk Survivor.
I warned Eckhart not to eat the first 20 minutes of the podcast.
So at 2000,
I wish that somebody would have warned me not to eat the first 20 minutes of that. Sorry, go ahead.
So at 2000 a month, we released Jack's right where he drove the Zamboni naked to try and get on Survivor, and he never got called back. So we'll put that out there. So on VHS,
3000 and your mom's recipe.
I guess. I mean, you're throwing everything in there now, but the real one that Jack's trying to distract. One person.
No, it was more than one.
Two.
It was twice on Twitter.
All right, but yes, so that is what's there. You can check that out, janejack.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can check it out on janejack.com. There's a patrons page there where we thank all of our patrons, and you click the link, or go to patreon.com/janejack, patreon.com/jandjack.
And don't forget, I'm doing this on every podcast. It's Tuesday is going to be Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday on Twitter. We're going to send a message to Jimmy Kimmel trying to get him on the Lost podcast, and if you guys can retweet the request, we would appreciate it. We're trying to get Jimmy Kimmel, who's a huge Lost fan, on the Lost podcast.
Well, there you
that's
go.
That's like I've been challenged, and so that's my goal.
All right. So, without further ado, what do you say we get into the Survivor recap? Again, written by the esteemed blog journalist Colleen Glatfelter wrote the recap for this week. So let's get into it.
Yes, my blog with all of the arts and crafts that I do with my son and pictures of him and my
it's
cat.
Big stuff.
It's great.
Big stuff.
Once upon a time, I did real things there. Anyway, so Survivor.
That's real. Hold on a second. That's real stuff.
Yeah.
I used to do real stuff. I used to do like long
walks on the beach.
I did. All right, anyway, so yes. Survivor episode 7, because it's you know, cool like that. You call, we haul.
Wait, isn't it episode 8 this week?
Is it 8?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I copied and pasted the thing from last time, so I forgot to change
it. Is that what a real blogger does?
Well, I usually go back and edit it. Because you can do the preview in WordPress.
But I think you were running down the streets with like streamers and confetti.
They didn't vote out Fishman.
People are looking out the window. Who's that? Oh, that's just that crazy girl from Long Island.
Okay. All right. Here.
Fishback still must be not voted out.
Real confession time. So in addition to literally chugging a beer from one commercial break to the next, like I got it on the commercial break. I like had it finished by the time the next one because I was so nervous. I had a tweet ready to go where it was when, you know, Kelly played her idol. And my tweet was, I think Kelly Wentworth just earned the scorn of everybody in RHAP Nation because I was.
Oh, my God.
And then hashtag Team Fishback. So.
You already like prepared like your concession speech.
But I never thought it was Fishback.
Yeah, like it was pretty obvious it wasn't going to be Fishback.
I said, oh, it's got to be Savage.
Yeah, Savage was the only one that would make sense.
I know he was, but I have goggles.
Yes, obviously.
Well,
actually, what I need is just a podcast of you and Fishback both just like, I needed to get Joe. And then Carly's like, I know you needed to get him. I know.
I need you to get Joe. You. Also, I need to get Joe. But
I need you
way.
Not to get voted off.
No, you know why? Because it was quarter of and they were talking about voting him out or whatever. And then
it was too early.
You said too early, but last week with Cass, we both went, oh, too early. Cass isn't going home. It's going to be Tasha.
Well, they went through
and
it 2 weeks in a row.
But then she went home. So I was like, oh my. And I even said to you, I was like, oh my God. This
well,
is
she didn't go home.
Last week.
She was just voted out.
Well, you know.
Can we say this is the record for most birds flipped in an episode? Like hey, Savage dropped him twice and then Cass.
Can't wait to see the Ponderosa video of this one.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's get into this episode proper here, please.
Yes, let's talk about that later.
Stay on topic.
I'm so sorry. All right. I can't. I'm so excited right now.
Worst podcast ever. All she talks about is Fishback the whole time.
I won't talk about him anymore until we talk about him.
Roly poly Fishback.
Even though the first sentence of this outline says Orkun. Thank you for the pronunciation. I believe it's Orkun.
So it's Oakland. 20. Okay.
Yeah. It starts out, Steven, emo on the hammock. Savage is excited to make the jury. Oh, it comes full circle.
I like Savage.
I like he's an older guy.
I don't hate him, but he's fun.
I hear he has a hot wife.
I know.
I think he's just
I don't hate him and I give him a lot of shit on stuff, but like I'm sorry, language. But I don't hate him. I feel like if he was my dad, I'd be fine with it or something. I don't know.
As long as I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
you should live tweet the show and it's hashtag as long as it's not Fishback. Like that just needs to be.
Hey,
okay, stop.
Is there anyone that Savage hasn't told he wasn't going to write their name down?
Wentworth. Anyway, so
look into my eyes. So that's how I got my hot wife.
Savage is super excited to make the jury. His first goal in Survivor that he's carried for years and years was to make the jury. So he is, you know, really excited that it's happened.
I think that would be a cool thing if you got.
I think so too.
Because you don't want to be the person that gets voted off before the jury. Because you know when they come back to your reunion show, you're like going, "Oh, I forgot they were on." Because they don't do the they don't do the credits anymore beforehand, and you can fast forward anyway. But you know how they used to show all the survivors each week that
had
been on.
Yeah. Well, also I heard that if you don't make the merge, you're undateable.
Is that what it is?
Remember Blood versus Water when Kat got voted out?
Oh yeah,
she was
yeah.
so upset that Hayden wouldn't want to date her now that she hadn't made the merge.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Classic
Kat.
Hey, they're not dating anymore, so maybe she was right. Anyway,
I thought they were getting married. What happened?
I don't know.
She didn't make the merge. Obviously,
she didn't make the
merge. I'm not merge worthy.
So now he's merging with someone else. Hi-yo.
Ba-dum-cha.
Anyway, so Savage wants to stay the course and pick off the Sierras, the Abbeys, the Wentworths, the weaker women. However, he knows that those girls are planning a big move, and he has to figure out who they're going to try to get out.
I see it in their eyes.
Man, I should have just reread this first paragraph when we got to the voting. It would have been great. We cut over to Steven and Sierra, and Sierra is she's trying to get him to make a big move. She knows that he wants to make a big move. She wants to convince him that it's the right time now. Steven agrees that he doesn't want to get run over by a bunch of bros. And you know, he's also, you know, ready to make a move.
And here's my thing. Like, I get to Sierra what she's trying to do, but at this, like, I feel like the fact that she couldn't even really name the top four shows that I think they're playing the better game. Like, I think they are playing to win. You're just on the bottom and you're just trying
to
play yourself.
Actually, Savage was right. She's just trying to stir the pots to save her spot. But yeah. You know, it's the only move she has. And it's so
sure,
far.
Yeah, I get it. But she's not convincing
me. I don't know why Fishback, at this point, he should just keep flying under the radar. There's no reason to make a move yet.
Right. Absolutely.
And Well, I think I don't think he's going to win the game because we've clearly seen that Jeremy is going to protect Steven as long as he can because he wants to build an arsenal, and we'll get to that. So we get to the... But, you know, you have to see our props. I mean... She was the second person to go home if Cass had an idol last week. So what she was playing her butt off this episode.
Yeah.
And although it paid off on a technicality with the idol, I mean, she got herself three more days and she didn't get her name written down. So I mean,
which I'm surprised. I
was shocked they did. Well, we'll get to that one. Yeah. But I was
stunned. We'll wait.
So, but I mean, you know, I got to give Sierra mad props. She played her butt off. Because what are you supposed to do in that situation? And I'm sure people do that all the time. They just don't show it as much. And they only showed it this episode as a bit of a misdirect because...
Some people do give up. They just go, I'm done.
Right.
She's fighting.
She is. And I would fight, too, if I was on there. I mean, because when you fight, let's face it. If you know that you're going home and you have an uphill battle, if you fight, the worst thing that can happen is you go home and you get invited back to come back and play again because now you're memorable.
Right.
So it's just playing the game on a whole nother level. So we get to the reward challenge. And this time, this is what they're playing for. They're going to Survivor Cafe. Last time that they did
I needed the food.
Shut up.
Joe probably he doesn't need food, but I didn't need food.
I needed a Twinkie. And the whale got it. Okay, I'm sorry.
The last time they did a paddling challenge, it was season one when Kelly Wigglesworth lost to Jervis.
I remember that line.
I remember it too, actually. I mean, you watched it 15 years ago, whatever it was. I watched it 3 years ago, but still, I lost to the guy who can't swim.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And I think that's the most she ever said in Survivor.
Actually, this whole scene.
It's probably the most she talked.
It was
yeah.
the most she's talked since Probst made her talk in episode one.
She's, and I'm making fun of her, but she's my pick. So I like how she's flying under the radar.
Yeah. I mean, she has to when you've got like that Queen Kelly kind of like moniker where everybody's in reverence of you. It's only going to last so long.
Right.
She's got to fly under the radar. But anyway, so this is a big second chance opportunity for Wigglesworth. Jeff said second chance. Everybody take a shot. So they did a schoolyard pick. The green team is Wentworth, Wigglesworth, Kimmy, Joe, Sierra, and Keith. And they are versus the pink team, which is Jeremy, Tasha, Savage, Spencer, and Fishbach. Oh, I'm sorry, Fishbach and Abby. I would love to see how they do the schoolyard picks. Like, that one team, man, you've got Jeremy, Tasha, Savage, and Spencer on it. They're great athletes.
I was saying on the Amazing Race podcast yesterday, I was talking to your mom and your mother-in-law. I was saying that what they should do at CBS.com, this new thing they have here, and not we aren't advertising with it, is they should have all the like the scenes, like Amazing Race, what they do at night, what time they have to wake up, what time they have to do this, do they wake up at the same time? But like Survivor, how do they do the picks? How, because there's only so much time in an episode to show things. I would go on there. I might get the $5.99, pay the $5.99 just to see that stuff, behind the scenes stuff that they have hours and hours of. That you know they sometimes show hidden, you know, deleted what hidden scenes or whatever they show on the website. But I would pay money to go on there and do that. But I'm not here pushing for that. But I just said, I'd like to see the pick. Who gets picked first? Who gets picked last? Their reaction to getting picked last.
I think that would be super interesting because, I mean, let's be honest. On those teams, it was probably, you know, Kimmy and Fishbach
Who did they decide who picks?
Well, whoever the captain was, most likely.
Yeah, who's the captain?
I don't know. Well, Savage was probably like, me, pick me. And then everybody probably just looked at Joe because it's Joe. And they were like, you got this, right?
And then when Fishbeck got picked last, he cried.
They picked Joe.
Hey, they might have picked Abby last. Fishbeck is kind of good at puzzles. No,
picking people? I don't know.
Anyway, so they get
I think Abby's a stronger competitor than Fishbeck.
Yeah, I think so.
So they get down to the puzzle part, and the pink team thinks that they have it. And everybody jumps up and down, we got it, Jeff! But they don't. And you got a sad face from Steven. The green team comes back to win, and guess what, everybody? Wigglesworth gets her second chance. Take another
shot. But I like how Joe pushed their boat away. And it's
Steven's, I didn't even notice
that. Steven's like going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Joe, what are you doing? Because they were pushing his boat. He just took his oar and just pushed their boat in the opposite direction.
Oh, when I rewatch that for the tribe, I'm going to have to notice that. Yeah, I mean, I saw that whole scene, but I was taking notes.
When they turn around the first time and they're crisscrossing, Joe just takes his oar and pushes their boat right out of the way and sends them off to a different course.
Well, that's why he's the golden boy.
He is.
But so Steven's upset that Joe will get a reward with just the girls. Now, was he upset that he was missing out on the bonding, or was he upset that he didn't get to be one of the girls?
I think it's the bonding. He's a smart player. He knows that he's got everyone that was behind was in his alliance pretty much, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So he doesn't know what Joe, he wants to keep an eye on Joe. For whatever, he's got this obsession with Joe, and he's trying to keep Joe. He actually is smart. Joe, you don't want to go to the final with Joe. Joe's eventually going to have to get, to win, you're going to have to get Joe out.
Yes, but does he need
to put, I don't care what CJ says, Joe has to get out.
I get it, but why, everybody knows that, so he doesn't have to obsess about it. He just has to maybe put a slight influence. That's all he needs.
Way too early. He should be flying under the radar. He should be keeping his mouth shut, not saying anything, and just go, okay, Jeremy's got my back. Fishbeck won't, you know, not Fishbeck, Savage, as long as I keep my, you know, in check, I'm not making any waves. But he started making waves, and that's what's put a target on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But he is right. They need to get rid of Joe, but there's still 80 people left, so don't worry about it.
Right. Even Spencer, you know. Okay, so they go on the reward. Kimmy's excited to go on her first reward. Sierra goes fishing because she doesn't have anything to lose. I know that we touched upon this a little bit, but she tells everybody that Jeremy, Tasha, Savage, and Steven aren't budging from their alliance. Joe knows that Steven will try to make a move and says, people will only be loyal for so long, and I myself will only be loyal for so long. So I think we all kind of agree. Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just me that when you're in Sierra's situation, you've got to go fishing like that, right? Because it's you.
Well, she had nothing to lose.
She had nothing to lose, literally. Yep. Like, she and Abby, they made themselves one with Chaos Cast. And Abby's not known for making big moves. Sierra
I agree.
Is. So
Abby, just
Abby
agrees.
Is, I mean,
I was
I think,
thinking the same thing.
Yep. Abby can totally skirt along under the radar. As long as you're not dead to her, you know, you're fine, and you can use her as a vote.
I'm sorry,
at this
but
point.
If he writes my name down again, he's
dead
to me.
Hoo hoo.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I know. But so Sierra doesn't want to go woo hoo anymore. But you know something? She's smart. She's smart. So I gotta have respect for that. I think that there's a way, and I don't know. What do you think? I think there's a way to go about it like she did. Like, Steven goes about it kind of somewhat, it comes across as being somewhat hysterical. But she sat there and she very calmly, like, said, you know, so they're not budging. So what do you guys think? You know, what do you, you know, what do you want to do? And I know that she got a little hysterical at Tribal again, or got very, like, insistent at Tribal again. But in the actual gameplay, though, I mean, she seemed very cool, calm, and collected. She wasn't sitting there crying. She wasn't sitting there saying, we gotta get somebody else out. I mean, she presented it like a sane person. And I think
I think she did a great job there, yeah. But what was Keith was just looking at it going, what they're talking about?
Well, then we go to hashtag. Well, what do you think, Jay? Anything?
What?
What
do you think? Jay? Do you have a thought?
Do you have a thought on this?
Do you have an opinion? Anything? Are you breathing?
I'm breathing over here. I'm fine.
Do we need to call 911?
I'm good. I'm letting you guys have your conversation.
You could participate. I mean, this is Survivor with JJ.
I know. I don't have anything to say. Like, to me, Sierra's just
your
going
name
overboard.
Comes first.
I don't think she was going overboard.
Yeah, so you think she was going overboard. Yeah. So you could discuss because we don't think
but
that.
But but she's almost like a non-factor because I don't think she's getting anywhere in the game.
But like, when you present your case like a rational person, that's when people start to be able to get someplace.
You have to do, if you're in the bottom, you have to
do it. I get it. I get why she's doing it.
And I agree with Colleen. She was doing it calmly. She wasn't going, look, you're next to go. And she's just being all sporadic and all crazy. I think she did it. The tribal council, she keeps, well, we'll get to that when we get there. But here in this setting, I thought she was doing a good job.
I get it. But again, I don't think she's getting that far. So I'm not going to waste too much time talking about her.
Forgot about the cool ride on the beach, though.
Huh?
Keith has a new job. So
that's
I think
yes. So we go to hashtag Totos. Totos. And Keith goes to ride a tuk-tuk. Joel tells him great advice, don't drink and drive. And he had kind of a southern accent, too, that kind of popped up, which was sort of weird.
But he always has a southern accent, doesn't he?
I don't think he's got a total southern accent. Not like people here have.
It's a different type. It's definitely like a...
I mean, I know he's from the South. His sisters are like country stars or whatever. I don't know if he's from the South, but I know...
Yeah, he always has an accent, a draw.
Keith?
Yeah.
No, he has a draw.
No,
southern
no, no.
Draw.
Keith has a southern drawl.
Yeah.
But doesn't Joe say don't drink and drive?
I think he was probably doing it.
He's from Arizona.
Yeah, I think he was just joking.
Yeah, he was just joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Joking.
Sorry. False alarm. I mean, I didn't. Whatever. Whatever. Let's move on.
Okay.
Don't drink and drive.
Yes. So that was great. So Keith has found his retired on the beach job and takes everybody for a ride in the tuk-tuk.
That looked like fun.
It looked like so much fun. It looked like the beer trolley here?
Yeah. Where everybody, the pedal car. Yeah. The beer trolley thing.
Yeah, you know, the thing that Heather went on.
Yeah, yes. I know, Chuck.
Anyway.
Can I just say this? Before the Survivor episode, I probably never would have gone, the Survivor series, I probably would have never thought about going to Cambodia for like a vacation.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It looks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, Keith gives the episode title, You Call, We'll Haul. He's going to be a taxi driver. That was a lot of fun, that whole scene.
Get me a Cambodian license.
Yes.
Drive people around on the beach.
But so we go back at camp and, you know, we've got the sad music playing. And Stephen was having a real low moment. Abby basically, she just says flat out, like, get over it. You got to love Abby.
Mm-hmm.
She was right.
She was. She doesn't say you're dead to me, but it's pretty close.
But even Spencer said, hey, it's good for a couple hours and you're back in the game. You don't want to. You can't be the downer at camp either.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's hard enough to be there without the downer boy.
Exactly. And this scene was also why I thought that he was gonna go. There was so much like prophesizing it. Other than now, when I go back and reread my notes, that savage scene in the beginning. I mean, it just kind of all foreshadowed. Shut up! Stop laughing at me, jerk face.
Oh, jerk face.
Jerk face.
The jerk store called. They're running at you.
Yeah, that.
No, I said it to you, so go ahead. Continue.
No, you didn't. You said it about yourself. You said it rhetorically. Which isn't about yourself.
I'm learning it's all about just what Colleen perceives is what's going on.
Perception is reality, Jay!
They're sending Fish back home. They said he's a lock. He's in. Final four. They're sending him home. I know it.
He won. No.
He has immunity. He has the necklace on his. No, he's going to give it away. And then they'll vote him out.
You know what? Go F yourself. Anyway, Steven's mourning the loss of the experience to bond and tells everybody he misses out on the experience of bonding with everybody. I know. I was just like, ooh, but, open out, insert foot.
Yeah, that was. Well, who are we?
Yeah, go. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I was said? Hey, Fishbeck, just give us a poem. That'll cheer us all up.
Hey, Steven, got a poem for this situation?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you could tell that he was all paranoid that people would think that he was the weak person in the challenge. I would think that, too, but mainly because I actually because am a weakling.
He is the weak person in the challenge.
Luckily, that
I kind of
want to
see
now.
Colleen in the game now because I feel like her and Fishback's gameplay might be very similar.
I would make the merge. I would. I would absolutely make the merge.
Famous last words.
You know. You know when the person
I didn't
says
think
that,
I'd be the first one to go home. That was your GG moment right now, Colleen. That was your GG.
Oh, shut up.
They're the first person voted. Whenever they say have this confessional,
I'm definitely making it to the merge.
Okay. I'm definitely making it to the merge.
First
what?
Of all, there's no alcohol on the island, so I wouldn't annoy people and I wouldn't get voted off. Second of all, I don't like being center of attention, so I probably would play a Wigglesworth game and not give confessionals. Well, what am I talking about? I love to talk, so
yeah.
I would be awesome. I would be awesome. I would totally make the merge.
Moving on.
Yeah,
what do we got next
move
here?
On, okay. So we go to a little strategy talk with Jeremy and Steven. Steven tells Jeremy that he doesn't want to spend his days getting rid of the Sierras and Abbeys of the world. But Jeremy doesn't want to remove his meat shield in Joe. However, he recognizes every time Joe wins immunity, he gets a bullseye put on his back. Steven says, I have to get in the front seat and drive, which I think was hysterical because on Steven's podcast, Know It Alls, they always play the clip with Missy from San Juan del Sur, Jeremy and Kelly Wentworth's season and Keith's season. When Missy says to Baylor, her daughter, just get in the back seat and let me drive. So that's spoofed quite often. So I laughed hysterically when I saw that, when I heard that. So we go over
to Spencer. Well, you weren't crying.
No, I wasn't. This was actually, I think, the sequence where I was chugging my beer. I was like, oh my God, this is making me so nervous. Anyway, Spencer gives a confessional. He thinks that it's a good idea to get Joe out. Tasha thinks that it's a good possibility to keep their eye on targeting him. Savage, however, finds it horrible and reprehensible and every terrible word that you can use. And he will go toe to toe to save Joe.
And we have confirmed he is a lawyer.
He is also.
He tells me.
We've now confirmed that he's a poet and didn't know it.
But I don't. It's not a good strategy move. Like, why'd you bring Joe? You would lose to Joe.
Because his daughters wanted him to save Joe.
I get it, but do you want to win the game or do you want to be the hero of your daughters?
Does he want to keep his numbers strong? He wants to get rid of the people that have attacked him. Sierra's attacked him. Cass attacked him. Abby doesn't like him.
He's also had it out for Fishback like since the beginning of the season. Like he's had these types of conversations, these confessionals since the beginning of the season. So,
well, does Jeremy come back later on regretting that they didn't go after Fishback?
I don't think so, because again, if it's Fishback Jeremy, they go vote for Jeremy.
But Fishback, knowing that, does he go, okay, I'm going to take Abby and someone else with
me? But look at how cool, calm, collected Jeremy's been. You think he's going to let neurotic Fishback, like he's going to cut the cord if it does come to that. He's going to cut the cord.
Okay, yeah. Could that come back to, because he lost an ally, he lost a vote today.
He did. He did lose a vote.
Savage and Jeremy were tight. They were going to vote. They were voting in, at least Savage thought that way. But will this come back to bite him if he doesn't?
It could.
I don't know, because don't forget, at the end of the day, if it came down, when it came down to, let's say, that final six, and it was time to get Joe out, Savage said he'll never write his name down. And I think that Jeremy would be willing to, at that point in the game, cut Savage loose if it meant getting rid of Joe at that point, if that was the right time.
But he also said he would never write Spencer's name down. Eventually, he'd have to write one of them down if he stayed.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he would never write Spencer's name down.
Savage.
But then he wrote his name down.
I think that was after he wrote his name down.
That was after.
Oh, my God. That's right. I'm so sorry.
You keep saying to everybody, I've never write your name down. It's
Yeah,
it's,
so eventually he's going to have to write. I just think that at some point, like Joe would be the one, if he didn't win immunity, I'd vote out.
Yeah.
But you got Fishback walking around camp trying to stir the pot, trying to get things changed up. And you're like going, and you're not worried about that?
Yeah, because I
he's not a threat in the challenges. He's terrible in the
Fishback,
challenges.
Fishback, all he has to do is the first second Joe is like, hey, I think it's a good idea to get him out because he keeps winning. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it's all I have to say. Just, hey, the first
makes
time
sense.
Win, we got to take
sense.
Him out.
But, wait,
he's talking about stuff like, I would be like, yes, I know. But
why
Joe.
Would you go to Sierra? Why would you go to all these people that are on the, not even in your alliance? To me, that if I'm watching him do that, going to Sierra,
well,
and I go,
Sierra approached him as the first part of her strategy to just fish to see.
But I would be worried
anybody.
About because he Savage caught him. Who was he talking to?
Tasha.
I would be worried that this guy's going. He's in your alliance, and he's going around trying to get somebody who's in your alliance.
But Joe wasn't. They used Joe as a swing vote last
week. They did, but he's still.
He promised Joe separately from everybody else. Jeremy only wants Joe around as a meat shield. Savage
I would still worry about someone that's walking around playing the game the whole time, doing the stuff. Doesn't come to a group.
But you're there to play a game. So
But I would worry about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he wasn't after Savage. He was just after Joe. I mean,
if I was playing the game and I had somebody that was supposed to be in my alliance going around kind of working side deals out, I go, okay, what's he saying about me?
But he only worked those deals out with people in the alliance. Like, Sierra planted the idea. Well, she thought she did. I mean, she really didn't, as we saw two or three episodes ago. But, I mean, that wasn't something that was a new
he's
idea.
Got, he's got
he
the
was
reputation
presenting.
Of a strategist. Mm-hmm. He's going around talking to people. If I'm there, I'm going to go, he is a troublemaker. We need to get rid of him.
I don't know. but Joe was at the bottom of that alliance. And if you want to use him as the numbers, because
oh, I would. If Joe lost, Joe would be gone.
And as they pointed out, though, is Steven's one person. They're all, I mean, he's the bottom. If you're going to say that it's the four of them, he's number four. They are. Maybe Jeremy sees him as before that, but they're not going to give him the power to vote any of these things out.
Yeah, but now you've lost a vote. So now you got Sierra, Abby, Wentworth.
But, I mean, it's just like, remember in Survivor Fans versus Favorites when the three amigos pulled out the idol play and they got rid of Philip Shepherd? It was only one vote towards that alliance.
It's a one-week stave. Like, Sierra and Abby, I think, are in the same place they were the week before. They just live for another week.
Yeah, we'll see. Get, you know, however much money for placing higher.
To Jack's point, there's still a lot of people on the tribe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's not much to switch things around. But then we go to the immunity challenge, right?
We do. So they're playing the same challenge as they did in Blood versus Water 2, San Juan del Sur.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy,
can I say something? I would probably be the Fishbeck or the who went out first? Whoever went out first? Oh, Wentworth.
It was Wentworth.
I would be probably Wentworth.
Yeah,
I don't think I could do that challenge.
That's a tough one because you have to just stay.
There's no way I could do that for over 30 minutes. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either. Only Joe could, as we'll find out.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you have to be Superman to do it. So
Joe's balls are moving.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Very steady balls. Jeremy was the first one out when they did this on his season. So this is Jeremy's second chance. Everybody take a shot. Jeremy went out early, though. So no second chance for him. When Savage goes out, he gives a middle finger, which is the first of two times that he gives a middle finger this episode. It comes down to Keith, Joe, and Spencer. And did anybody notice that Spencer, with all the sweat and the hair, like, being all frizzy, he kind of looked like a lion cub? That was all I could think of. I was like, oh, Simba, now I'm kind of rooting for
but
you.
But you forgot Abby's stare when the ball rolled off the thing.
That's
yes.
Right.
I know she was thinking, that ball is dead to me.
Yeah, that ball is dead to me.
If you fall off this thing, you're dead to me.
If she had a gun, she would have shot that ball. Just saying.
Can we talk about how they spoiled it but didn't spoil it on the CBS Twitter?
Yes. Okay. I need to go back and look this up. So while there was still a minute left when
during the episode?
Yes. So when it was Keith, but they didn't actually. When it was. Hold on.
It was about a minute left in the challenge. They tweeted and had a picture of Keith and said, congrats to Keith. They probably took down the tweet now because it's probably wrong.
But Rob's Taboo Buzzer retweeted it, and I was just like, spoiler alert, how do you know? But I didn't really look at it because I didn't want to get spoiled.
It said
congratulations to Keith, the winner of this challenge. And I went to Jay, I was like, how are they so far ahead of us? I mean, my whole thing was, I'm sorry. Go ahead and talk because I can't vamp and search my Twitter feed at the same time.
But it's just I don't go on Twitter. And Colleen kind of spoiled me. I didn't need to know
okay,
it, but she
so,
said to say it anyway.
I actually fell asleep, and I don't start Survivor till 8:15.
Nice.
So I get through all the commercials and.
Oh no! The tweet was Keith won this immunity challenge the first time we do it. Can he do it again? And it was the Survivor on CBS Twitter.
That's what I get for trusting.
And I went to Jay. I was like, "Oh my god! They just spoiled it. How is somebody's feed ahead of ours? Because we watch it live. Because we don't have cable, so we use like the antenna or whatever.
So you can't take a nap and wake up and watch it.
Precisely.
We cannot. So that was kind of exciting.
It's
that
great. I'm telling
we
you
thought
right now.
We were spoiled and we weren't. What?
Colleen's so on edge, she doesn't even take the time to read the tweet and then to
hashtag
fake spoil people.
Not spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
So, you know, they were going to add a second ball. We had some great, great quotes here. There's two balls on their disc. We're going to keep going until it's over. That's the only way you have to do it, right? Yeah. It's only fair. Joe's balls are moving a little more. And then finally, Joe wins for a second time. And my God, that necklace is made for Joe, right?
I mean, I said a lot.
It fits his chest perfectly.
Holy moly.
They sit with his mane and all that, his hair flowing and stuff like that. I said, that come on. If that would have been me, it'd been like a little tiny little necklace with a, you know, like a, with a big wooden chip on it. That's no way. Here's your immunity. You got
no,
a
it would actually just be a potato chip at the end of it.
Potato chip. There you go. Just bring this back to the chin. You're good.
Actually, can you just give me a bag of Lay's? I feel like that.
No, I'd be like Charlie Brown because, you know, it's okay to give the bald kid the rock, you know.
I got a rock.
So Jeff would just go, here's a rock. We're saving this for Joe. Just bring the rock with you. But I would have lost that challenge.
I would have been out very quickly as well. But did you notice how they had so many like Steven sad face shots?
Yeah.
So they go back to camp. Yes, Steven's frustrated. Joe is his white whale, and his crazy maniacal quest to get rid of. More literature references from Steven. Moby Dick. Hurrah! Hurrah! Joe and Savage agree that Steven has to go. Joe is going to use the three girls that are on the bottom to get him out. So, you know, Joe goes over to his, you know, Hot Girls in the Water alliance.
And we had a lot of time. I said, is there really like 18 minutes left before they go to tribal?
Yeah.
I said, I saw something going to happen.
This is the point where Jay was like, it's totally not Steven. And I was like, they called Cass at like 20 minutes out last week. But Wentworth is super excited that the target isn't her, Abby, or Sierra. She didn't want to have to use her idol this early in the game, which
makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to hope to be able to hold on to your idol to use it to at least get to, you know, top four or five, right?
Right.
She tells Sierra and, you know, they agree that it's got to be anybody but the two of them. So they've got a little like sister alliance going on. Hashtag power, girl power. Savage, you know, he's going to work on Tasha and Kelly Wigglesworth. And it looks like he kind of had them somewhat convinced, right? I mean, Wigglesworth was probably just like, yeah, okay, whatever, I guess. Let's go build a fire.
As long as it's not me.
Exactly. You know, Tasha seemed like she was down with it. She looked like she was down with it. Who knows, though? Jeremy comes over, though, and he's not happy. He thinks that getting rid of Steven would be a bad move for him.
But he was, like Jay said, he's very calm about it.
Yeah, he's not freaking out. No, he's like, right. And then he went to the tribe and played it perfectly and got them to switch it around.
And it was perfect. And you have to really admire the game that Jeremy is playing. I mean, if he goes all the way to the end, I feel like anybody he faces right now is his game to lose, right?
It's still early because there's so many players, but...
Well, as of right now,
okay,
though,
if he went against Joe, I don't know.
Maybe, but so far we've seen that anything Jeremy wants to happen, with the exception of tonight, like the vote, the people that they voted for went his way, even if there was that external factor.
But does this come back to hurt him, though?
That's very true, but I don't think...
Because he was the one that wanted to not vote Steven. And it backfired.
I don't think so.
Girls are at that point where they're still so low on the power chain that they're still in that anybody but me kind of mode because they don't have an idol anymore.
But the thing is, Jeremy has an idol, though. So I think ever comes up that he has an idol.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he does have the idol.
Right? You forget about it because he's playing such a subtle game. But he has an idol, too.
Because both players that have an idol did the right thing, and we saw it tonight. They didn't tell anybody they had the idol.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't share the, I have the idol. Because if she would have told someone that, who knows if it gets out,
they
would have
split the
idol.
Votes. Yeah.
They would have split the votes. She never let anybody, that's always the biggest mistake. I'm going to share this idol and gain some points. No. It only screws you in the end.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, yeah. Jeremy's playing an awesome game. And then Spencer backed him up and said, you know, let's go for Wentworth instead. Savage, you know, he's used to getting what he wants, but he's going to do whatever the group wants to do.
I mean, I got a hot wife, so
I'm pretty used to... Obviously,
so F you.
Yeah. So Tasha goes and tells Joe that they're going to go for one of the girls. Wentworth knows immediately that it's going to be her. And she pulls an Abby and says that Joe is dead to her because Joe didn't stand up for her and stay with their little alliance that they had made.
He didn't have any balls.
No balls.
Because he left them on the game.
Yes, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. So.
It's funny. He had his balls on the table earlier, but I guess, right, you know, he forgot to bring them with him.
So she right away knew that, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
So can we talk about how...
Yeah, let's talk... I'm sorry, go back to what we were just talking about.
Well, in terms of putting all the votes for Wentworth, like, why...
How do you think she managed that?
Well, I don't think she did anything. I think it was just a bad move by... Again, you had, like, 37 votes for Wentworth in that tribal council.
They were putting all their chips in that she didn't
why?
Have
the... Why? They didn't need to. If they had that many votes,
they just had to split it.
Which is all the
power. They didn't even
have
to split it. They could still have, like, 6 votes for Wentworth and 3 for somebody else. Like,
so you're just still splitting it. But that's all the more power to Wentworth.
They could put 5 for Wentworth. How many? Whatever they could have done. If someone has the idol, none of us are going home.
Right.
I'm sure someone could have done the math and figured out.
I wonder, like...
Not Joe.
They didn't trust each other. They didn't trust them to actually vote the way they needed to vote.
Well, she
That's
obviously
the only
told
way.
Sierra
and that could have been because what Fishbeck was doing.
Well, she obviously told Sierra Wentworth because Sierra made that comment, turning, looked back and said, "Oh, you didn't know," implying like you didn't know she had an idol. And I think Abby voted Wentworth too. So, and I'm sorry, I was taking notes.
I thought Sierra said she didn't know.
Yeah, Sierra said she did not know.
So then, who was the second Savage vote? Was it Abby then?
No, it was Sierra. Sierra voted, but she didn't know that Wentworth had the idol.
Because remember, Sierra said, "Whoever we vote for, we got to vote for the same person." And Abby goes, "Yeah, I was thinking the same thing."
Okay, so I was still writing my notes up during
Nobody knew she, because they were just like, when she pulled out that idol, it's like, uh-oh. They all voted. You could tell right then and there they all voted.
All of their
Wentworth.
Faces,
so
yes.
Steven got scared, and yeah. I think Savage knew he was gone at that point.
But Jeremy Light was like, respect. And that was kind of cool. You could see it on his face that he was just mad respect for you.
It was a good survivor. Well, she really didn't have a choice. She had it. But the fact that she didn't tell anybody, I think, is what saved her.
Okay. So that totally kind of ruins my theory. Is I was going to say, I wonder if Sierra went to like Joe and was like, "I have an idol." I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know how else they would get them to not split the vote.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
I was 100% sure she wasn't going to play the idol when she didn't out Joe. And she said, "Who knows? I'll have to play with these people tomorrow."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, she's going to play her idol. She's going to be smart, not go home with the idol." I guess she's going to play the idol.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was beautiful. So we get into tribal though, and we have Cass's first middle finger, and it was beautiful.
She's just not a nice person.
Well, she said that she was just gonna play with them. Like, if you watched her on Ponderosa last week,
I didn't watch.
Okay, well, she wasn't doing the fingers and stuff to be like a bitch. She was gonna keep playing and making the game fun for herself.
Oh, and flipping people off, looking like a bad sport.
Well, I didn't think she looked like a bad sport. I think she was smiling when she did it.
When you come out and flip people off that just voted you off, I'm sorry, you come across looking like a bad sport.
I can see she's playing. In professional wrestling, I feel like she's maybe just playing the heel. There's the heel turn where the wrestler like will be the quote unquote bad guy, and he'll play it up and, you know, get people all ticked off. I think she was just playing the heel.
If you watch her Ponderosa, it was very funny. Like, she was drawing cartoons for her daughter, and she was talking about how she was going to be there. So Cass is the first person, I think, like, she got voted out on day 19, and there's still 20 days of gameplay left. So she might, because they started the jury so early, she might be the first person to be at Ponderosa longer than she's in the game. So she said that she planned on enjoying her stay there and enjoying her role as the first juror, and she was going to have fun instead of sitting there and sulking. So she was going to flip people off, and she was going to make big faces. She was going to do all those
things. I don't know. It just, to me, comes across as I'm old school. Comes across, once you're voted out, hey, take it like a good sport.
No, not in the new school era of TV.
I get it.
How do you get invited back if you don't make big Eliza faces? So.
I guess, but I hope she's not invited back again.
Oh, I love Cass. I hope she is.
She can never win, so she's it's a waste of time bringing her back. 0% chance of winning.
Anyway, we get our first middle finger. Sierra and Wentworth blow up their spots. They that Savage, Jeremy, Steven, Tasha, and, quote, Steven or Joe are running the game. Jeremy says, well, this just goes to show that they don't know who's running the show.
Perfect answer.
That's perfect for him, but I thought that it was also kind of perfect for them. They knew that there was Joe-Steven tension, and they pitted them against each other when they said either Steven or Joe. I thought that was brilliant.
It was, but it's still, again, like I said last week, you still have how many people left to sit there and say, oh, you're not in the Alliance, you're not this, you're not it's you have to get down to like seven. Because then they have to start thinking, okay, I do have to start thinking. Why make a move? At this point, just stay with your Alliance. Don't make a move.
But
fly under the radar.
Of three.
I get that, but you still it's no reason to flip right now until Joe loses.
Oh, right. But like the three girls, it was just the three of them. So
no, I'm saying, but they're saying that there was nine other people. There's still 12. There was 12 left after today, right? If I'm one of the nine, I'm not going to listen to the three and go. Because what you're saying is, okay, if I make a move and go with you, now I know I'm on the bottom of the nine.
Right.
I'm just going to stick with the nine, get rid of you three, and then start fighting it out.
Right. And so they were all smart to stay with the course. But then the Seas of Discord, where, you know, they're kind of, I don't know, I just thought that was a really smart thing to do, was to plant the seeds for whenever they got back from Tribal, no matter what ended up happening.
Well, what they should have said, if they really want to be smart, they knew that Joe was... After Steven left Joe off at it and just said, it's Steven, Savage, Jeremy, and was it Spencer was the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Steven, Savage, Jeremy, and Tasha.
Tasha, and left Joe off.
Yeah, but by putting Joe's name in there, that's, you know, they just said Joe. That's the key word to set Steven off to self-destruct.
But I would have left Joe off.
I agree, because it looked like they didn't really know what was going on, and it
showed they know Joe wants to get Steven off, so why?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I thought that was a really good move to say that. I mean, Jeremy countered back with a great answer, which is just going to show that Jeremy is the best person playing a game out there right now. Although
very calm, very comfortable with his
game. Although, you know, Wentworth and Sierra, right? I think that they are two and three, given the cards that they're dealt.
If they had more power, they shouldn't have went with Cass. That was their mistake. But it is what it is. I mean, at this point. But I think they're playing the best game they can at this point. But who knows? Next week, you still have that Steven and Joe friction.
Yep, which is now set into motion by, again, them saying, well, which one of us is four? I mean, that can cause infighting in that little core alliance.
Yeah.
Bayon Strong.
Can we talk about hashtag holding back the tears for Jeff Probst as he put out Savage's Light?
Yes, we can. Obviously, Jay.
Like, you saw it, right? You saw the
yeah, so Joseph's perception is truth.
Fishback or Probst
at this point. I mean, Fishback, you know, he just did like a little jig in the corner that Savage went. But so Joseph's perception of truth. Sierra tells everybody that it's time to wake up. Some of you are on the bottom. They allude to an idol possibly being in play. It's just a kind of a whole big debate about. And this was the same thing again to Sierra. Remember, Jay? Remember in Blood versus Water, her first season?
Uh-huh.
Where the reason
Mom, you're dead to me.
The reason that Hayden got them to go to Rocks was because he told Sierra, you're on the bottom, and she kind of woke up and realized that she was on the bottom.
But my problem is she's trying to play the you're on the bottom thing, and it's been done like 10,000 times.
On her,
but it's also,
so you play
there's
what
also,
you know.
There's so many people. I keep saying there's so many people. It's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon to say. If you're like seven left, okay.
Seven.
Worry about somebody on the bottom.
You have 12 people left.
Right, but all they need is to get one in to run crack. To get somebody else out, and get in.
But at this point, they see it's not a crack. It's because if there's an alliance of four to five people, and there's 8 other people still left, then you still aren't playing the game right, because you don't need to look for a crack in that alliance. You just need to get more people together on your side.
But but how do you get people on your side? You look for the cracks to pull people
over. They're not even talking about the bottom. Talk about the bottom of this, the alliance of 4. They just need to get the people that are else out there.
No, they're talking about the rest. They're saying 4 are running the game. That means that there are 8 of you.
But they're not talking. They're talking to Joe. They're talking to... just Joe, like they're not trying to get in.
But you got
to
be at this point too. Over people like Joe.
It's this point too. You say, I'll say there is 4. You can't tell me Spencer's not playing the game too.
Wigglesworth,
she might not be saying anything, but she's in the game. There's so many people in the game still playing the game. It's not like they're just like hanging on.
Yeah.
It's like at this point,
why aren't they working on Spencer? Why aren't
I get what Sierra's trying to do, but what they should be doing? It's probably we're not seeing it. But at Tribal Council, you're probably how often does someone change their vote at Tribal?
I mean, it happens. It's rare,
but it's going to be rare.
I think the last time I can think of off the top of my head was when Vitas changed his vote in the first Blood versus Water when they got Brad Culpepper out, and Caleb flipped and voted with Sierra and Katie Collins and them. And
wasn't Sierra at the bottom of her lines because she voted her mom out?
No. Well, that was later on, though.
Yeah, but but that was part of her problem. Is she voted the wrong person? She got talked into voting her mom out, and that hurt her.
But it gave her. I don't know. Maybe.
But So I would just say and again, it might be that we're not seeing it, but they need to stop worrying about that and start working on relationships with. Because if at this point, if you're going to say Joe's dead to me, which they kind of should, because Joe's kind of wishy-washy. Why aren't we working on Kimmy? Why aren't we working on Keith's stuff? Because it'd just be like, stick to the plan.
He did flip. He was with Cass.
Yeah, he was. Group,
but he was so sick of Cass's. Cass went chaos, which is why she didn't win. Why she's already out.
Yep.
I forget Keith is in the game half the time.
That's very true. Okay, so Kelly Wentworth gloated that somebody came to her to make a move. Who do you think that was?
That was Joe.
It was Joe. We saw it on the show.
But he came to her to make a move. Against Fishback.
Against Fishback.
Yeah. It sounded to me like it was.
Well, they went right. They went to right to Joe's face.
Yeah,
they
panned the camera to Joe's face too.
Well,
and Joe had this look like, "Oh God, don't say me."
Yeah.
All right. Well,
please don't say my name.
I totally missed that part. Maybe it was because I was typing. Wentworth is gloating that someone came to her to make a move. As soon as she did that. So, but I got the impression that it was somebody else, and they just were holding.
Why else bring up? They would have if with the editing, they would have shown it. But it was obviously Joe.
Okay.
And she again, she was smart not to say who it was, but she knew she was playing her idol and wasn't going home.
Yep, exactly.
She Wentworth just came out of this Tribal Council looking like a superstar, especially with what?
Why I'm saying I feel like you're promoting the person you picked to win overall here right now.
So
I feel like we're doing a little politicking here.
That means I stand behind her.
Stand by your
woman. I'm still sticking with the other Kelly.
Old Wiggles.
That just means I support what she's doing. I mean, she came out looking awesome. She gave the right answers. She played her idol. She idled out Savage. That was the best part of this entire season.
Let's see how clever she is next week without an idol.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. That was awesome. That was so badass. Like, that was amazing.
Unless, of course, she finds another idol next week.
If she can find another. But even then, like, it's for her at this point, unless they can try to get somebody else that isn't in the Jeremy Fishback, Joe Spencer, whatever alliance, they got to do something.
Now's the time to find a crack, because you got Abby, Sierra.
Just like I just said,
but
where
not
you guys
this week.
But no, but it wouldn't have worked without if they would have been smart and split the vote, there'd been no crack.
Yeah.
But now they have to think, okay, there's 3, and you got the key is to. But if Joe loses next week, I would still vote out probably Sierra.
Really? Take Joe while you got the chance.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to win out.
She's
he's
a
not
little firecracker.
There's still like 18 challenges
it's
to go.
It's Joe. If anybody could do it, it could be Joe.
You know what I'd do with Joe? I'd go mess up his hair.
Maybe he's tied in knots. Tied in knots to like the bamboo or something as he's sleeping.
Yeah. It rips out a clump of his hair. And he
next
or you find some gum and like throw it in there.
Or, next season's
Or what you do is you find out it's a toupee.
No.
I knew it the whole time.
Next season's immunity idol will be made out of Joe's tears. If he loses.
A little vial of, his tears.
Yeah, you just
couldn't
wear
be
it
fish
around your neck.
Because there'd be a flood.
It would weigh the person down if he was wearing it around his neck.
Put sandbags up.
Oh, man.
Good times.
All right. Well,
I don't know. Did you guys like the idol play? I mean, it was perfect. It was.
Yes,
it was perfect, but it was the only move she had.
Yeah, exactly. It was
doesn't matter. It came at the most awesome time.
And she kept quiet about it.
Yes. I think that was the biggest move, is not telling anybody and then playing
Nobody
it.
Knew she had it.
Because otherwise, I mean, but even still, to me, it's less about that move, and it's more about how did you not split the votes when you had that many votes on that side. Like, to me, that's the bigger, like, how could you not split the votes?
But you could tell they didn't split the vote, but their look was
Uh-oh,
man, we screwed up.
Yeah, they did. And this is another theory as to why, because if you heard Spencer said, well, maybe there isn't idols this season, because maybe, like, nobody played him for so long that maybe they just assumed that maybe there isn't idols. But still, Jeremy knew there was idols, and they should have influenced it a little bit.
But only two people got clues about the idols.
Jeremy and Kelly. Whitworth. But yeah, so I think it was a good tribal... a good move.
It was
Savage
fun.
Is gone.
I enjoyed it. I just, like I said, I like Savage. I felt bad for Savage, but you know, but all those smart people you have there—you have Savage, you have Jeremy, you have Spencer, you have Joe, you have Fishback. Not one of them thought, okay, just in case there is an idol. All you have five. I think we all agree are smart players. Not one of them thought about going, hey, we should split the vote.
Which is so weird, because is this the first vote in recent Survivor history that's been, you know, more than like final six or something that they haven't split the vote?
Yeah.
And the thing is too, Jeremy has an idol. He knows it. He's in this. Yeah,
exactly.
He knows there's an idol out there. Yep. Why would you not sit there and go, hey, we need, that was a terrible play by those guys. One of them deserved to go home, and they did.
Yep.
Oh my God! I mean, their faces—it was just classic. So
yeah,
I would love to find out what went down where she convinced them to not split the vote.
Well, that wraps up a very good episode of Survivor. The show continues to intervene, twine, and go all over which ways possible, and I'll be excited to see what happens next week, which we'll talk about after we tally the votes. So no tallies were awarded this week,
Didn't I have Savage?
No, you had Spencer.
Oh, okay.
You thought you had Savage?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, Spencer. Okay. Well, it did start with an S. So since I have a half a vote for Dietz, I should get a half a vote for having an S.
So that's
one. No?
The Fishback of Survivor Podcast and Colleen put Fishback in there, her obsession of who's going to get voted out. But he did not, so Colleen did not get a point there.
Spencer wasn't even mentioned.
He wasn't. Wasn't even... prior to the conversation.
How do people not mention him?
And I'm more upset that they didn't split the vote into Sierra, because Sierra should have gone home. I would have thought Savage would want Sierra, because Sierra was more the player, I think, at least in terms of the more vocal person.
But I think Wentworth is probably more of a threat than the challenges.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Sierra would have been the one I went after.
Yeah. And then who will win it all? Colleen is still in it with Wentworth. She stays alive. Wait, so we said we were going to do it at the merge, we'd do another, but I guess, are we at the half point of the season yet?
Not until final 10.
No, not yet, no.
Final 10? Okay, so
whenever
at final 10.
We have 11 left, right? 11?
Kyle, is it 11 left?
Are they going to have a double vote here somewhere? Are they going to have a double episode here soon?
I think so, because it's got to end before Christmas, right?
You got two, three.
Yes,
there
is a double. There is a double elimination coming up. We figured it out on the tribe.
Because are they going to do it on Thanksgiving Eve? Is it,
yes.
We call it? So there. So one, two, and it ends around the 10th, right?
It's the week after that. I think it's
okay. So we have 5 weeks left.
Star Wars week, maybe.
No, okay. We figured it out on the tribe, and we figured out that there has to be, unless they're going into the final episode that you know, 3-hour
five
block with like
vote,
six
first
people
time
or
ever,
something.
Five people get a second chance. There's five. Fishback was voted out six. Oh, tough break for Fishback.
No, we just.
And here he is at the his thing to the people. I'm so close. If I could only bond it with you guys, I think I could. Anyway. We should have him on the show.
I don't know if he would do it, though.
Why not? I'll supply the tissues.
Okay, if you can get that, supply the tissues.
Hey, I'm working on Kimmel. I can't do
everybody. That's true. You are working on Kimmel. And I already did a podcast with Fishback back in May, so.
There you go.
Anyway, oh Jesus! Now I forgot what I was gonna say.
No, it's okay. So next time on Lost, not Lost, Survivor.
No, but we figured out with the boot list, I think it'll have to be a final six or something going into the last episode, or there's got to be a double boot at some point. Anyway, so we're gonna talk about the next time on Survivor, real quick. I think that we've hit our witching hour. We've crossed an hour, which means that Jay has turned into a pumpkin. So yeah. We're going to do this real quick. So goodbye and thank you for listening. If you don't want to watch the
be
next
spoiled.
Time on, be, talk about the next time on Survivor. Peace out.
All right.
Now.
So the next time on Survivor, what do you think?
Well, we see Jeff cutting a rope, and all these buoys come up.
He said, I think it's a cool twist.
So it seems buoys? Like it seems like Jeff kind of spoils that, or alludes to
Seinfeld reference. Is that what
Seinfeld
we're saying?
Reference? There you go.
And you've got to think that your producers are probably at this point, you know, so stoked and excited. There was idol play tonight. How do we get like a more idols going? We got to do this. And you know, Jeff
It's the first person probably to be able to swim to get that.
I guess so.
It's between Wigglesworth and Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's a strategy standpoint.
Fishbeck gets his floaties on.
Here's my question here for Joe's strategy is that challenge has always been geared towards women winning it.
No, but I think.
So I'm saying, is it wise for Joe to say jump in for the advantage?
Well, he should jump in
because I don't think because it's really about weight and proportion and stuff.
I assume there was going to be an idol there.
It's an advantage in the game, he said. So,
which I think is, I mean,
it'll help you get one.
We know that the idols are at immunity challenges, so I kind of assume that.
I think it's an advantage, and then you might be able to get one down the road or something.
I assume that it was going to be there, and Wentworth and Jeremy would be the only people that knew that that's exactly what he meant, and they would have a clear advantage.
But
right?
I feel like they're going to flip it now since it's past the merge, where before you would get the advantage or learn before the challenge, and then you have to do in the challenge. And now that we're in the merge, you're going to see the advantage in the challenge that you can get, but then the idol will be back.
Because it's that balancing the water on like a little staircase.
Yeah, the little
right?
Yeah, the little roof thing. Yeah,
that one, like I said, that seems like the women have always done better.
Yeah.
But I think if it's swimming to get that clue, it's going to be Wigglesworth or Joe.
Right.
As far as the faster ones, if that's what it is to swim to the buoys, I think that who else could beat him?
Okay, so let's predict if Joe ends up getting an immunity idol or hint or whatever in front of everybody, how much crying will Steven do?
No, as they jump in the water, Steven gets in a little boat with a spear. I got you, Moby Dick. I got you.
Well, actually, but you think they're actually in the ocean, but that is actually a bay of the tears that Steven has cried so far on the show.
Steven, stop
the
crying.
Leave Steven alone. Leave him alone.
Nights. Noah didn't have this much problems. Jeez, Steven.
Oh, man. All right.
So I predict Joe will beat Kelly and get the clue. And get probably the idol. But he'll have to, if he doesn't win immunity, he'll have to play it right away.
Yep, I agree.
Who are you voting to go home next week?
Voting to go, I guess we didn't do that in the tally of the vote.
So only Colleen, people who listen to this want to get spoiled.
Yeah, I guess. Colleen, who are you saying is going home?
I think they're going to come for Sierra.
All right, Sierra.
The only way she gets saved now is if she wins immunity.
Okay.
All right, Action Jackson, who do you say?
I'm a switch my gears here, and I'm going to say it's Fishbeck.
Okay.
I think Joe is going to work on get if he wins, he's going to get those three girls to vote for Fishbeck. Get him out.
I'm going to say Wentworth because she's shown – that she's feisty, and if she doesn't win immunity, they're going to send her home.
All right.
All right. So that'll do it for this week's Survivor. If you'd like to give us a call, you can at 206. Sorry, not 206. 385-309-0311.
I forgot the number. An Amazing Race.
It's 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. And you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJ group, where we have a discussion right now about this Survivor episode if you want to keep having that conversation. We also do many other conversations about many other TV shows as well at that group. Also, again, this podcast is made possible by you, the listener, through patreon.com/JNJack. And you can contribute anything that you can to make these shows possible. And thank you to all 102 patrons and two special patrons that contribute at a significant amount from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much. And thank you to all our patrons. You can see a full list of all the patrons that make this show possible over at jandjack.com. And you can become a patron today, again, by going to patreon.com/jandjack. All right, guys, we'll see you next week for a new episode of Survivor. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
At least you made the jury.